Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. Crowds have gathered outside the home in South Africa of Winnie Mandela to celebrate the life of the anti-apartheid campaigner who's died at the age of 81. Mrs. Mandela was thrown into the political spotlight during 27-year imprisonment of her then-husband Nelson Mandela. She was seen as a champion of the poor and was jailed a number of times. Andrew Harding is in Johannesburg.
Winnie Madikizela was just 23 when she married Nelson Mandela. Within years, he was sentenced to life in prison for his role in the struggle against racial apartheid. She was left on the outside with a young family. As the struggle against white minority rule intensified, Winnie Madikizela Mandela became a powerful symbol of resistance. She would later be found guilty of involvement in the abduction and murder of a young activist. And soon after Nelson Mandela finally emerged from prison in 1990, the couple's marriage collapsed. But to many South Africans, she would remain the mother of the nation, brutalised but defiant, her flaws and failings overshadowed by her fiery role in the liberation struggle.
Paying tribute to Winnie Mandela's role in the fight against apartheid, President Cyril Ramaphosa described her as a tireless advocate for the dispossessed and marginalised. Archbishop Desmond Tutu said he'd been inspired by her courageous defiance. There have been significant falls on US stock markets, partly fueled by fears of a trade war with China. The Dow Jones Index is down by around 3%. A White House spokeswoman has responded to China's new tariffs on American goods, saying Beijing should not target fairly traded US exports. Our economics correspondent Andrew Walker reports.
Concerns about international trade tensions and how exporting companies might be affected by new barriers to commerce have contributed to the falls in US share prices. But there are also worries about the technology sector. President Trump once again attacked the online retailer Amazon over its tax payments and its impact on high street stores. Tesla, the electric car maker, also fell sharply. The market is now substantially down from the high it reached in January, though it's still well above the level when President Trump took office.
World News from the BBC.